Rory's phone was buzzing. She took it out of her pocket and skimmed it across the room. And Pauling was on your side, as any reasonable person would be. She was annoyed at him, and openly angry. Pauling implied that the rationale for orbiting these weapons was to have them flying over Europe, over France, in case we did decide to enter the war, if the war happens. Do you agree? I don't know much about politics. If I were French, I'd be nervous. But the issue isn't Earth politics, especially in light of the new message. If they believe it, the president didn't. You know that for a fact? Oh, yes. She called me back right after the news message came out. Really? She was mad as a hornet. I don't know how you did it, but it's not going to work. Well, the timing is interesting. Yes, but nobody on Earth could have done it. The signal started our way long before the conference call. We're off, Deeb said. We had a second of white noise, and they cut to a commercial. Well, shit. Erase it back to Dr. Bell saying conference call, and we'll continue as if nothing happened, okay? Sure, Rory said. It might be aired eventually, by historians. In five, Deeb said, holding out five fingers and folding them one at a time. Well, suppose the president were right, and it was a hoax, the hoaxers, one of whom would have to be you, or someone else who witnessed the conference call, could have had the second message made up long ago, and just signaled for it to be sent. But not from way beyond the solar system. It would take more than a day for the signal to get there, and more than a day for the message to get back. Parallax on the signal, comparing the angle of it from two different positions, proves how far away the aliens are. But a really paranoid person would point out that we would have to take your word for that. Yours and some other scientists on the moon. They could be in on it, too. Rory smiled. You could have said that a month or two ago. But now it's close enough for two sites on Earth to triangulate it. It's a little fantastic to think of a conspiracy involving every astronomer in the world. Off camera, Marya nodded to Deeb. Don't think nobody will suggest it, Dr. Bell. So, would you have any advice for President Davis? Only the obvious. Listen to the experts. LaSalle's problem, and finally her undoing, was that she surrounded herself with yes-men, and then followed their advice when they parroted her views. Pauling was the exception, which became obvious. She might have saved her life by replacing him, though, as Pauling said in his suicide note, she would have died a month later along with the rest of humanity. And suppose Davis does follow her example and orbits these weapons. I suspect the aliens won't even bother demonstrating with Phobos. They'll just destroy us out of hand. A terrible thing to contemplate. Thank you, Dr. Bell, for being with us on this strange and awful day. This is Marya Washington, reporting from Gainesville, Florida. Out, Deeb said. Just wrap it and send it on up with no comment, Marya said. As if. You're going to be in real trouble over this, Rory said. All of us. Maybe they'll put up a statue someday. She shook a pill out of a vial and took it with the ice water. She leaned back. Off the record. It could work, couldn't it? The Mazer weapon? It's never really been tested. I mean, in principle. It goes at the speed of light, right? The alien ship wouldn't have any warning. Assuming there's only one alien ship, and the beam doesn't miss, and they don't have any defense against 21st century weapons. A lot of assumptions. Just trying to look at the bright side. Oh, yeah. Rory crossed the room and picked up her buzzing phone. Buenas. It was the Chancellor. Rory, what did you do? The governor's been on the phone screaming at me. He wants you fired immediately. Yesterday. She played dumb. Because of this morning? He just saw you on the cube. Says you betrayed him and the country in the sacred memory of the president. Divulge top secret information. I don't have clearance to get top secret information. Was this an interview? Yes, with that black New York woman.